In this session, we will discuss about cost concept. Cost has a variety of meanings. Different person use this term in different sense for different purpose. In common use, word cost means price. For our purpose, cost is not the same as price. In management terminology, the term cost refers to expenditure and not the price. It also refers to something that must be sacrificed to obtain a particular thing. In fact, the scope of term cost is so broad and general that it has caused some confusion. Almost every individual has placed his own interpretation on the word cost, and the general reader has become confused and mystified by the many and varied terms that form the part of the terminology of costing. Cost is a very important aspect in both manufacturing concern and management concern. In manufacturing concern, the cost of production of a commodity must be as less and without compromising on the quality of the product and the procurement of raw material. Whereas management, it has to minimize the cost without compromising any other qualities of the or the name of the company. Cost has a very broad concept and it doesn't define any specified meaning. It has a different meaning in different sense and different purpose. So, according to the terminology of British Institute of Cost and Work Accountants, cost is the amount of expenditure or actual or notional incurred on or attributable to a given thing. In the words of W.M. Harper, cost is the volume of the economic resources used as a result of producing or doing that thing costed. In the words of Chatfield and Nelson, business costs represent the value of economic resources that are sacrificed to obtain more desirable resources. These resources sacrificed may be money, material, time, or expertise. The AICPA Committee on Terminology refers to of cost as the amount measured in money of cash expended or other property transferred, capital stock issued, service performed, or a liability incurred in consideration of goods or services received or to be received. Raymond J. Chambers distinguishes three different senses in which the term cost is used as: the expected cost of particular action, the cost of something purchased, the cost of attaining some end, that is, the sacrifices actually made to attain it. While explaining the nature of cost, B. Mario point out that cost may be a fact, a fiction, a combination of the two, or marginal decision. Actual expenditure is a fact, and such costs which have not been actually incurred or paid but are to be considered to determine the precise cost are notional cost. Further, there are certain costs which depend upon marginal decision, such as quantum of depreciation, rent of own building, or interest on capital, etc. Next, we will go through analysis and classification of cost. The main objective of costing is to ascertain the cost of each product, process, department, service, or operation. The ascertainment of cost involves further the study, analysis, and classification of cost, such as prime cost, work cost, production cost, etc. Cost analysis refers to the breakup of total cost into certain elements or subdivisions. Such analysis is essential for the purpose of accounting and control over cost. In the words of Harlett J. Weldon, a classification has to be made to arrive at the detailed cost of department process, production order, jobs, or other cost unit. The total cost of production can be found without such analysis, but in many instances, an average unit cost could be obtained, but none of the advantage of analysis cost would be available. Cost may be classified into different categories depending upon the purpose of their classification. Some of the important basics of cost classification are as follows: classification by nature or element, functional classification, classification on the basis of behavior, classification for managerial decision and control. First, we will go up through one. First, classification by nature or element. According to the nature or element of cost, cost can be broadly classified as direct cost, indirect cost. Direct cost are the costs which can be conventionally identified with and allocated to a particular unit of final product. Such costs are treated as the cost of the unit produced. The example of direct cost are raw materials, labor, and other direct expenses which are exclusively incurred for a particular unit of cost, that is, job, product, or process. Hence, direct cost can be further classified as direct material, direct labor, direct expenses. All materials which become an integral part of the finished goods, finished product, and which can be conventionally assigned to specific physical units is called direct material. Direct materials include all materials specifically purchased or requisitioned for a specific cost unit. All primary packing material. Direct labor cost consists of wages paid to workers directly engaged in manufacturing or handling a product, job, or process. It includes the payment of wages to a worker engaged on actual production of the product or an operation or a process, and to the worker engaged in helping such production process or the process by the way of supervision, maintenance, etc. All expenses other than direct material or direct labor that are specifically incurred for a particular job, product, or process are called direct expenses. Direct expenses are also known as chargeable expenses, as they are charged directly to the particular unit of cost concerned. Example of direct expenses are cost of specific special tools, patterns, etc. made for a specific job, product, or process. Hire, charge of a specific equipment, excise duty, cost of casting, royalties, freight and insurance on special material, etc.
Thank you.